This podcast is sponsored by Flamin' Joe's in Spokane, Washington.
Flamin' Joe's!
Great place.
Yeah, Justin works there, Chris works there, but Chris isn't here. We can say terrible things about Chris.
But no, because Flamin' Joe's is awesome. And
Yeah.
Sorry, Drill.
Hey, keep on focusing.
Yeah.
Come on, Director.
So Crunchy worked there for a minute.
All right, Crunchy. Don't
Crunchy
don't
can speak bad about him if he wants to.
I worked there for a minute.
Yeah.
Justin and Chris still work there. They've got 26 flavors of wings.
Yum.
And 20 beers on tap.
26 glorp beers on tap and 28 flavors.
Thanks for correcting me, Justin. Yes. Is that just out in the valley or just on the north side or just?
Just on the north side. And the valley.
Same amount of wings. Different beer tabs. Yeah.
They only have like 12. We're kind of.
Get yourself some Irish.
Are you talking shit about fucking
the valley? Yeah.
The North Store is the superior store. That's where I work, and that's where this motherfucker works.
Didn't you start in the valley though?
Yeah, because the North Store wasn't a thing yet. Chris and I were training so that we could open the North Store and make it fucking great. And look at it now.
It's because I work there, but yes.
Explosions!
Yeah, explosions. Yeah. North Store is at 715 North Division in Spokane, and the Valley Store is at 11618 East Sprague.
Boom.
Bet Justin couldn't pull that shit off.
That's awesome.
Look at me, man. I'm the fucking shit. Because
I work in the Valley.
You just got paid for working out in the Valley.
That was one day.
In a roll of cash.
That was one day, I don't care. Whatever.
One day.
And we also did the guar before. Then we went to Flamin' Joe's and we got ready for Guar.
And you had a nice big quart.
Yeah,
you know, manly sized beer.
It was so great. Well, yeah. Ice cold mugs. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of TVs to watch sports on.
Totally.
Trivia.
Yeah, you can do trivia anytime. You know, you can do it live if you want to do it Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Is that when it starts? 8?
Yeah,
8 p.m. That's awesome.
I thought it was earlier, like 6.
No.
8 o'clock, bitch.
I don't think they would really appreciate it. Our advertisement is 8.
They already paid, so yeah.
Alright, we're good. Alright.
We're going to cash the check, man. Crunchy. No one did the show.
Crunchy. Flamin' Joe's. Yum, yum.
I can't do that fucking voice anymore.
Bone, why do we hang out? Yeah. Hypothetically, episode 30.
This is a hypothetical episode 30.
Steve's here.
Steve. Gotta say hi, Steve.
Hey.
That's Steve. You're supposed to say hi, Steve. Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Sorry.
There we go. Steve. This is the great Steve of many of our earlier podcast stories.
So he allowed us to get away with a few things here.
A few things. Some of them should have been fireable. All of them.
Many of them.
Many of them.
A lot of them.
A fair portion of them. But he's a great guy nonetheless, reminiscent of the good old days.
Yeah. It's been quite a while since we've seen him.
Jacob said two words, like normal.
Yep. Jacob does his two words, does his input. We have no Robert this week, or for this
one.
So
no one got angry, though.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, there was no blind rage. To be fair, though, you can make people pretty angry.
Mm-hmm. He's very sensitive.
You make him pretty angry.
He's still, not anymore. After it has been years, Justin, and he still gives you that look. Dude.
But do I get more hatred stares, or do I get more smiles?
Hatred.
No, because you get smiles when one person's angry. Everyone else might be laughing, so.
No, it's not like a ha 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 ha. It's like, oh, that Justin, but not done like in the 50s sitcom way. It's like, we hope you die. Sure? Fucking positive.
Betty Page, maybe.
Go die. Like just go die in a hole somewhere.
Alright.
Game on. There we go. And that's literally a podcast.
Yeah,
that's it. We went in to go eat that. That shit was funny. Yeah. And he saw us, and he was like, right down those stairs of the banquet room. Like, not even gonna say bye?
I got rude. Sick after that, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all did.
Yep. We got real sick after that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've eaten there once since then.
Well, you and I had the cheesy bread.
We've gone to the bar.
We went to the bar.
Yeah.
Actual food, though.
I haven't eaten there.
I haven't since we all went.
That, I think, was one of the last times.
Oh, when you got your driveway rug?
Yeah.
When you were like, you guys wouldn't steal that. They're like, Yeah. And you could have told us to walk inside and just start grabbing things, and we would have just stared at them dragging it out the door. We wouldn't even have felt bad.
You still drive by it and flip it off.
Yeah.
So do I.
You have to. Like, it's when you don't, and you're like, something doesn't feel right. Oh, yeah, you got to go back and do it.
Go around the block just so you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all set up good?
Maybe.
Sounds good. All right, Kevin Smith.
I don't really know.
Quality might be fine. So you're still doing Bar Greens, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's that one going?
Good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nice.
So, got out of territory sales, though.
Yeah. That had to be...
That was brutal.
Our FSA rep, man, that guy just always was stressed out about everything, and...
Because his stuff is, like, super commissioned.
Yeah, like they were, like, all commissioned there.
Kind of
like
account for them.
And so. We ended up switching to URM.
Are you at URM now?
Oh.
Well, we can get the same product for, like, a third of the cost on...
We also get, like, one-third of it from... Cash and
Carry. And Cash and Carry does a good chunk of the rest now that we just do, like, our boss goes and does a run there.
Yeah.
Cash and Carry expensive, though.
Not compared to FSA, though. Like, it just, their prices, like, on waffle fries were, like, $20 more per case than what we were getting.
Seven.
And it's, like, that's ridiculous. And then the chicken is, like, $5 less a case at URM. Same chicken, same company. Like, we can get it, like, $5 less a case. And he was, like, why are we even? So Kessler spent, like, a month raking it down, and then we went to the URM, and then he showed FSA, and our rep was pissed. He's like, you don't want the deal? And he goes, no. Any deal you have, you can't beat these prices, so no.
Because they're going to match, like, maybe, like, 10%.
Yeah, they were like, now they're like, well, whatever you need for will call, hit us up, and we'll cut you guys a deal. Like, once they got over being mad and realized how much of an impact we were on their business, no, they changed up real quick.
Well, once are nuts left, and...
Oh, for FSA?
Yeah, FSA, and then we stopped getting good deals.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's when we were doing Cisco and FSA. Like, it just seems like that rep business is insane.
No, Jason, I like Jason.
Like, having to do stuff like that, and you, like, go against everybody when you're all just trying to, I just want to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Robert says he didn't know we had cast today.
He set this up, because
Seahawks.
The Seahawks were owned by.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, team? I don't remember your team for the football.
He's wearing his college.
Not for college. For the big people foosball. For the football.
For grown-ups football.
For grown-ups football.
Never.
Really? I mean, I'm undefeated too with my Bengals, so I'm doing good. Who else is undefeated? No one?
We're only down two.
All right, so, anybody here doing better than the Seahawks? Raise your hand.
Carolina?
Everybody. Yeah. Anybody doing better than the Jets?
The Jets aren't doing better than the Seahawks.
They are.
Where are they at?
Hmm?
The Seahawks are at 4-4.
We're 4-4.
You got to win today.
Yeah, so we're 4-5.
Yeah.
That means you lost today. Worse.
That means you're...
Did you lose today?
No, we won. So 5.
So that'd be 5-4.
Win-loss record, that's what it's called, Justin.
Win-loss. Mathematics.
I don't know how to do math.
We've noticed.
No shit.
But this is where the Seahawks were at last year, and they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They ain't going to make it.
With the teams that are playing this year, I don't really know. There's too many good teams this year. Right? Last year was kind of meh, but this year, everybody's like, Super Bowl, the Raiders are winning. In a year the Raiders win, anything is possible.
We just talked about that. The Raiders are like 3-5 or something.
But they've won two
games. Why does everybody consider that fucking winning for the Raiders?
Because they're so bad. It's like when you're in a really crappy relationship, right? And then, like, one day
she finally does the dishes
like a normal person when you've done all of the dishes and made all the food. I'm not making, like, any personal correlation.
Glimmer of hope.
Yeah, you're like, wait, I shouldn't be excited by you doing what you would normally do. Same thing with the Raiders. Raiders are like the bad person in a relationship. They're consistently crappy, so when they win anything, you can be excited.
Okay.
You know, like, it's reasonable. Like, I get it.
We shouldn't be excited.
Yeah, you shouldn't be excited. And then you're like, I'm excited over mediocre work. Oh, that's terrible. But it's
not
the Raiders.
For the Raiders. So. Fuck them.
Yeah. You all still suck, dude, today, because they lost today.
Yeah, no.
Because it was like, Hawks were on the bye, but everyone was like, holy crap, they're coming back. They're doing good. And the Steelers were like, Who are these people? Where did they come from? It's like either they're doing terrible or the Raiders were doing good. The score was too close that no one noticed. And then it like they were like, field goal.
They were winning.
But they were up. God, they were so loud, those fans. There's nothing like hearing...
No, Minnesota fans today were fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, the Minnesota fans.
Yeah, that's fine. I wasn't there.
Yeah. They're so angry. They're just...
It's worse than Raider fans.
They've got some weird Minnesota fans coming to Joe's, and I
really intense people.
That ain't me. That's cool.
There's mixed feelings about being in a closed kitchen, like at the Spag, where you, as we all did.
We always have to say inside voice, because like we start arguing and yelling, in front of the window, and the bar like finds it hysterical.
We're like, we should probably dial back, because we will all get heated. Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Only difference is like... You know, there's not an extra wall protecting the people.
Can't be mean to the servers.
Well.
We're playing that hippity hop.
Yeah, we can't chuck ice.
Yeah, we can't skip ice, which was like my favorite thing to go, and fire. Fucking quit. I didn't even do shit. That ain't me right, that type of person.
Oh, no, it was loudmouth gangster.
The first company meeting at Joe's, an old lady complained to Kessler because there was myself, and Cassidy.
And me.
And Jarrell. And we all worked on it. It was like a Friday night or whatever. We were being loud. And we did the meeting a couple days later. And he's like, so I just got a complaint from an old lady saying that a couple loudmouth gangsters. And we're like, Kessler, that's not what she said. Say the word that she said. He goes, not saying the word. I'm like, just say the word. She thought she heard a couple of niggers. Like, this lady was that, like, she's like, this, like I'm old, so it's okay. No, it's not nice. But it was one of those, like, it's so even still, any meeting, it's like, so any loudmouth gangsters? No, we're okay. Okay, here we go.
Only one of us was that people.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Cassidy. Who was a loudmouth gangster?
Wannabe.
Yeah.
Well, he got fired for stabbing
a guy. Yeah, he did stab a guy over a pint glass.
No, he stabbed him with the pint glass.
He had the knife.
His brother
had the knife.
I was fucking there, Justin.
His brother had the knife.
I had to talk to the police.
The customer was taking a pint glass, and they're like, no, you gotta pay for that. And he's like, I don't pay for that, bro. I do what I want. And Cassidy
was
like...
his birthday. Kessler gave it to him.
And he's like... they're drunk, and there's broken bottles, and it's a whole thing, and then I get the phone call... Did you hear what happened last night after you left? No. Why? And then they tell me, and I'm just like, I'm gone for like an hour. Like, it was an hour from when I had left to just going south.
All you ever do is like, I'm out, go deal with it. All the time anyway.
Oh, yeah, because if the cops have to get called, I ain't even playing that.
Yeah.
Because anytime I'm there and the cops are called, it is the most inconvenient experience.
So, you weren't even the manager yet.
Yeah. No, just Matt, as an experience.
Yeah, Matt Jones was there.
Yeah.
Matt Jones was there at the time, too, huh?
And we all knew about it way before Matt Jones
did. We did. We all knew about
that. He was a man.
Yeah, he's like, why did anyone tell me?
You need to know?
No, really. He was kind of the boss of the guy.
It's not really, like, even our boss now.
It might have been. Really. No, it wasn't Mike.
No, Mike.
Running things. Yeah, Mike signs papers for us.
So, did you have fun being a kitchen manager? Like, really?
By the way, hold man, on. The myth,
we're gonna
the
go.
Legend.
We're gonna go free. Yeah, the man, the myth, and the legend, Steve, the guy who we go hypothetically, and every for record, apologies, every story, honestly, because the crap that we go through, and the crap that we still put each other through, are bad, 100% are bad. We have moments now where we're like, were we really like that? And then we try to make a correlating moment. We're like, why didn't you just fire
us? At least
it
was entertaining.
Yeah. And that's Justin's argument.
Our shenanigans are fun shenanigans.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, basically we work with Farbas.
I hit Steve up to see if he would come over, I started with hypothetically.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome.
That's for you.
I love that. That's still like my favorite sort of, like, I swear.
Because we say to the owner, and he just...
Yeah, he stops.
Our boss is totally you in the response towards Justin. Anything breaks. Justin did it, didn't he?
I'm not even there for like 3 days.
Yeah, he won't be there to be like, Justin probably.
I'm on vacation, and I'm still getting blamed for things.
Yep, 3 days off now?
No, but like in the summer and stuff. Oh, like if we have like extra days off.
Hypothetically, you were.
Yeah, hypothetically. Okay. So,
3 days off, don't
from being kitchen manager before us, did you enjoy your job?
Yes.
after us. You gotta be honest, because we're all pretend adults now.
Well, okay.
Yeah, like, we're after all versioning on 30.
I was never kitchen manager after. True?
Yeah.
Fair, you were like one of the guys.
Yeah.
Because we all like, kind of hung out.
Well, but after Spaghetti Factory, I never had, never did another kitchen.
But with us being there at the SPAG.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Like, prior to us at the SPAG. Because I think you were manager 4 or 5 years before I started.
How long were you at the old Spaghetti Factory?
Because that was my junior year, so 2003. Jesus,
sorry. Well, nine years in Spokane and almost a year in Denver.
So. Oh, yeah, I forgot you were in Denver.
Yeah.
I think it was like 4. You'd been doing it 3-4 years by the time I started.
I was there for like a year and a half. I wanted to shoot myself.
Yeah. I was there for 5 and basically walked out. So
I worked with my best friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How you didn't? I don't know. Oh, that place.
Because everything went back to you. It's like, oh, you got to have Justin. We got to have Jarrell.
Okay, be fair, great. Though.
Yes.
They're awesome. And
we made food costs.
They were great.
Labor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, store of the year.
But everything that I came up and I said, okay, if neither one of them show up, who am I going to call and who am I expecting to come back?
Yeah.
And you're like, are you going to do that? And you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I think, honestly, even now, even with the perks of being at Joe's, there are moments that we'll be working, and it's like, man,
it's never
that
as stressful. It's never as busy.
Never. No matter how busy
else
we
freaks
get.
Out, I'm like,
the SPAG is like on such a level of like, shoot yourself in the face.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of stress and flow and busy, and everything has to be done this way.
Shitter backs up, and you have to.
Yeah, and you have to make food simultaneously somehow. But no matter how bad it was, like at Joe's,
Bloomsday hands down 100 times worse than fucking Super Bowl ever.
Hands down, yeah. Like, because it's so, yeah, we're doing a lot of wings, but when it hits a peak, like we peak out and it goes, and it drops because everyone gets their food and they're like football TV glowy screen, like they and it stops.
That's what I do with Super Bowl.
But there's just days where it's like no matter how busy we are, like when it was the three of us working, it always sucked at Joe's. Because we work so well together over the years that it would just be silent. Or we would not be having a conversation about work. There's no communication.
Two people are yelling at one person.
At one person. And it would just rotate on who was... You were there for...
But see, that's why... me and Sean were yelling at Chris today, and that's why we came to the revelation that Sean's becoming you.
Yeah, and that the reason why you want him fired is because you're jealous.
Yeah, fired.
See? So dry. And anytime he comes in, he's like, why are you even here?
Yeah.
At all.
To his face.
And it's funny because we would tell stories about the SPAG when they were like,
they didn't
well,
believe us.
This
they
sucks about this. I was like, no, everything happened. Oh, yeah. And then when you're like, why wouldn't people believe it? And we listen to it on the podcast and you're like, how we were fired every day of our job, broke company property numerous times, threw water balloons.
Hit a child.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
Yeah, did you ever hear about that one?
Was that the one off of the...
Off the roof?
Yeah.
I didn't hit a child.
Steve.
It didn't hit. It splashed in front or behind the child.
No, I hit the car.
Hit the car.
Yeah,
Well, they didn't have an open sunroof with a child.
They lied about the fucking sunroof and child and shit.
That was probably the first time since, like, being 10 that I ever felt the... I need to go back to doing what I was doing prior to an incident, because somehow I won't get
any
in trouble.
Any Sunday fun day, we would just literally dick around for like 4 hours, and we get prepped done in an hour. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, like, in hindsight, if I walked in and saw that, fired.
Yeah.
Hands down. Which is like when Mike would do it, and he's like, what are you doing? And we'd be like, I'm looking for another job.
Like, you're laying upside down on the fucking chair out front. Reading the paper, eating a McRib on the clock.
Or mini bar apples.
Yeah. And while people are like knocking on the door, it's like, no, not
yeah. Okay. Fired. Fired. And it's like, in hindsight, best boss in the world for not shit canning all
also,
of us.
Also, why would you let me and Jarrell go get lights for the restaurant for 3 hours?
It wasn't 3 hours. That one we were on top of.
No, we ate.
No,
at
we
the
had
Brooklyn
meetings
Deli,
other times.
And I beat you at chess.
This is the best times ever.
And then we walked over and eventually got lights and came
you
back.
Let us get away with a lot of stuff.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Shit got done.
But, you know, well, that's how I looked at it. Okay, yeah. You can't be, you know, an Adrian all the time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, no, for real.
So if you're not having fun, then what, or you can't, you're not allowed to have some fun, then what good is it?
That's where it hit after, like, they had fired you.
Yeah.
And honestly, dude, that day, if it wasn't for you saying, don't quit until you have a job, we would have been gone.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a problem in the slightest. And when we went to the meeting and we told them we were quitting, because Joel called us both, and he's like, hey, so you're back in town. Do you want to come into work? I was like, why? Knowing that, as you, I'd already talked to you about, you know, coming in for the extra hours because I had just gotten back. Yeah. And like, well, you know, we had to fire Steve. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be looking for work, so I won't be able to come in today. And he's like, seriously? I'm like, you fired, like, my best friend. I'm not going to come in.
I'm not going to do it.
And then I hit him up, and he's like, oh, I just talked to Steve. No, I know. I'm like, all right, cool. And then so when we came in, and they offered him and I, like, a dollar raise and whatever hours we wanted, and it was like... Fair argument right now.
We ended up like 60 hours a week.
Yeah. Oh, so, man. Yeah. I think I worked so many hours that month. Uh-huh. Like, it was a full month.
Because
like,
Eric would work more than 40.
Like, yeah. And we just picked up all of it.
I see him at the gym all the time.
Dude. Oh, do you?
Yeah, he's skinny.
Really?
Yeah, I still haven't, he's I haven't really, seen him.
He's small, dude. Well, he's still like 8 feet tall.
He's still tall as shit. He's skinny. I still remember the one day he got mad. Like, I've ever seen him mad. I've seen him mad once.
Because
you had told me stories
with Adrian
of him being mad rarely, where it was like him being mad is equal to just Sasquatch showing up at all.
Right.
And we were out in your van. I don't know if you were still there, but we were out in the van smoking.
That was a long time, yeah.
And I know Sean was there, and he comes outside, and he was a big guy. So seeing him, like, walk, wobble, angry is really hard to take seriously. He goes, are y'all going to come in and fucking work? And it was said in such a way, you're like, yeah.
I was there.
Like, normally we would have a smart-ass comment. Yeah. Not, like, yeah.
Last time I saw him angry was with Joel, and he was trying to get a raise or something.
Mm-hmm. Joel's
like, no, we're not going to give you anything anymore. You capped out.
Oh, when they told him that either he needed to take the job as kitchen manager or quit.
Yeah.
Is what they gave him. And then
Really?
Yeah, that was the last ultimatum that they gave him. Because he wouldn't take it, because, like, hourly he was in the, like, even when you were there, he was technically making more over 40.
Right.
You know, so you would make sure that he would work only 40.
That's why they were never going to give him anything other than that.
Yeah.
He was either going to have to transfer to get more, or I would have had to leave.
Yeah. Which
they took care of.
Yeah. And then they did that, then they like, pretty much, what it felt like on mine was, like, it was, they were trying to get us to leave. Like, making things so impractical.
No, Doug convinced me to quit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
he's like, when, you can quit on good terms, or we're just going to kind of let you go pretty soon.
Because when you left, Joel, as he was a server, then straight to the manager or whatever, the way, like, he had gone, he hadn't had to do any of the kitchen stuff, so he'd come back and be well, how about you guys do the baked chicken this way? And it's like, we're not, because that won't work that way. You're doubling the time. He was like, do a little bit of glaze, cook it the full time, do more than cook it for like 5-10 more minutes. And like, those things don't work.
It was a joke.
Yeah, and it was so ridiculous.
he couldn't
then blame us for it, and it felt like he was trying to set us up for failure to the point where I just stopped doing the things he wanted. And then when through the window, I was like, you could just go the fuck away and let me do my job. That'll work too. And he's like, you need to come back and talk to me. And I'm like, no, you need to go away and pretend to do something while I do my job, because I know how to do mine. You obviously don't know how to do yours. Go away. And, you know, I can get kind of a little irritated aggressive. With people and racist. Aggressive, yeah. And I'm totally okay with it. And he's like, you need to come back into the back hallway. I'm like, you need to go the fuck away. One of us needs to do something. I'm making food. And he finally, and Lance comes over. And Lance comes over. And Lance comes over. And he's like, I'll just cover line, dude. I'll just go back there. So he just goes the fuck away. Because he's standing in the middle of the line, just, and I'm walking around him, just, nope, don't care. Then just stood right there, just so, reminded me of every battle you had with Adrian.
Oh.
And it was such one of those weird moments of, like, seeing it and hearing it, and, like, the swear jar, where you're like, the biggest battle ever, and none of us got to hear it, except for you flying up the stairs, and yelling obscenities that were like, those are combinations of words? And then grabbing it, and the irony of that. Which never got past me. It was like, he was swearing, grabbing the swear jar. That's funny. Yeah. And then you're like, fucking Adrian won't let us have it anymore. Brr, brr, brr. Like, weird fucking thing, because it was like uncounted tips for the kitchen.
That was like the positive thing we could do.
Yeah, because it was like no tips and no extra income for the kitchen.
Yeah, it was just going for another kitchen party, so it went,
yeah.
Which I think is what pissed him off the most.
That we enjoyed
ourselves. Well, no, he got bent out of shape because Corey swore or something like that, and Adrian didn't like it, so he wanted to fire Corey on the spot for swearing. That was the whole thing.
Really?
Yes. And so Corey's like, oh, I'll just put 10 in the swear jar.
Oh.
And that's why Adrian went on. That's why
Adrian We just thought he was being the pretentious fuck that he's really good at.
No.
Oh, so he's still being a pretentious fuck, he but in his own way. Man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Hear what we did on Chris's last day before he had his shit with Joel? It was...
You bought it all, too.
It was Al's birthday. And you know all that steaks they made you buy?
That we did nothing with, and you were really perturbed. Yeah, and you would have that look when they would make those choices.
No, it was Ryan. It was Tron's. We cooked Ryan.
What is it, Tron's?
No, Alex. Alex.
Alex's last day.
Alex's
and
last day.
It was Alex's last day and Ryan's birthday.
Yeah, I was already gone. Kathy and I showed up, and we cooked all those steaks on the grill, and eggs.
We cooked.
Everything. Just breakfast. Huge steak and
probably
breakfast.
Like $300,
yep.
Breakfast was on the spag that day.
Eric even came out. He's like, what are you guys doing? We're like, it's going to sit in there and go bad. Might as well use it. And he, as Eric was, he's like, well, I didn't technically do it.
As long as I get one.
And he got one, and he was good. And
Justin brought a roll of that steak home
when
we lived together. Yeah, it was the best.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It was good steak. It was a real expensive good steak.
Shit, it was tenderloin.
Yeah. God. I remember when they were, you were like, they want us to start steak. When? And then they were like, we're not doing steak. It's like, we have like $500 worth of steak just sitting here. But don't do anything with it, because we might figure something out.
Yeah.
Oh, so aggravating.
Our ideas are just corporate.
Worst idea, though, was the window in the fridge. Or in the freezer. Worst idea ever. Whoever decided to do that.
No, that was because to prevent you from eating goddamn moose cakes.
That ain't me. That ain't even me.
No, it was to keep Mary out of the fridge while eating mushrooms.
God. Jeez. I remember she would always like, Chris, mushrooms. I'm like, oh, just no. I love you to death. Always with the mushrooms. Extra mushrooms.
Yes.
Although I did love watching them when the servers would spill the dressing and then we would know who did it. When we like, we watched you do it through the little porthole.
Ranch or something would just fly up on the fucking glass. I'm like,
when Ferger did it. You guys will get that though, right? No, we won't at all. And we're still in there cleaning it.
It'll end up on your fucking car if we have to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I wanted to ask, how's the Mustang?
How's the Mustang?
I mean, does it still have...
Yes, it still has.
It still has racing stripes. It still has racing stripes.
Yes. Good job, Justin. It's the birthday present that keeps on giving.
Oh yeah.
I miss that size so much.
I really didn't know at the time.
Oh, for God.
That was gonna happen.
That look, because you had that look of like he meant well, but son of a bitch.
I put the right number.
Yes, you did. You did put the right number. I will give you that for your math skills that you have.
Yeah.
Knowing a number.
Do you still drive it at all? Or?
No. I attempted to sell it to a neighbor.
Yeah.
And
$50?
No, actually, he was going to pay me $400 for it.
But he wasn't liking the pinstripes? Didn't like the decals?
He took it for a year. Made one payment of $50.
Dude. Yeah,
I was right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And
so,
then he wrecked it.
Wow.
So and try to return it?
Yeah, he put it in the driveway because I told his girlfriend's mother lives below us. And I told her, I said, hey, I haven't seen them for my next phone call next week is going to be to the cops.
Yeah.
I've got, and they're like, okay, I'll let them up. So, miraculously, like 4 days later, it shows up in the driveway.
Wrecked. So, right now, the pinstripes aren't really the biggest issue on the car.
That's actually lucked out, dude. That might actually be holding part of it
together. It's just a little bit of tape. And you're like, if that was not there, whole front of the car falls off.
See?
God.
Yes.
I didn't expect that, though.
So...
Yeah. No one, Justin, no one expects their car to be taped. Gosh.
Got a point.
Don't.
Well.
Although my favorite was Ed's.
Ed's with the mustard.
The
he
best
turned on the winter wipers.
Oh my god.
In the middle of winter.
What
and
an
it
idiot.
Just smears.
Uh-oh. Mustard every place.
But I totally. Still, like, I haven't seen him
on
in those.
Jarrell's car.
Yes.
Very
fun. Yeah,
the
tank.
Yeah, fuck you.
That thing was awesome!
No.
That was the greatest thing ever. You had a viewport in it, too.
Oh, yeah, they're
we still pictures.
They're on MySpace.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Greatest thing ever. Fuck that car.
Although, truly, like, one of the moments, like, we tell at Joe's, that we were like, you're, like, the coolest boss, hands down, is, I remember I was doing prep, Justin was doing lasagna, and you just kept chuckling and going into the back hallway. And you'd come back, grab something, chuckle, and walk away. And then we'd try to walk to see what it was. You're like, stop it. And we'd have to go back to work. And they're like, okay, you can come back. And you would build Justin a robot suit of armor.
Oh, yeah.
And you made Osimo.
Osimo.
And you're
yeah.
like, you need to come back. And then you made him put it on, and he's an Osimo robot. And we just died. And it was like, that moment was like, you were the greatest yeah. boss ever. Because you were just back and forth. And you're just like, stir a tomato sauce. Go back and you're working on this, like, it's just duct tape and cardboard.
That was awesome.
Just those moments.
People be like, why is that hole in the back hallway? Don't ask.
Yeah, that was my favorite. There was the one before I started where I asked how that happened, and you were like, that one was a bad day. That dent's a bad day. It's also a bad day. And there was a couple after I had started that ended up showing up. Although the personal favorite bad day was
Ryan's foot coming through the ceiling?
No. When you threw a plate because Ferger was Dave, and it was just and you grabbed the plate, and I think she was mad because it was like a Mizithra. It had dried, and she needed it fixed, but it was a clam mist because I remember it being clam sauce over by the walls. Bain Marie, the cooker, we do the Alfredo.
I remember
there
it
was
being
clam
sauce.
No,
because I threw it in the.
Because you took it and just boom! And I had never. I think there was three moments ever where everyone shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
in the most like terrified, like we
Did
weren't afraid to get
anything,
fired. Like... We were afraid to get hit, like entirely. Like getting fired is its own thing, but that was a next person to say a word is getting hit. And it's pretty much going to be justified.
And I was like, washing dishes, boss.
Yeah. And I'm just like, put sauce on spaghetti, boss. And you just, boom. And that next plate, it was like, okay, those are the sauces. And you just, and you were just going because we were so busy.
That's the thing. And it took like 15 seconds to remake something there.
Took no time. Nap,
and they
like,
just wait.
The big thing at Joe's, which when we started was like, it was so laughable. They were like, you don't know. The like portion and quantity, like you've never worked at a place like this in terms of
you
the
and
amount.
I started out
yeah,
there.
And it was like okay, but you know it's every restaurant's different.
Right,
give it a great like grain of salt. But we all being at the Spag for real, it
like,
does
ticket
matter.
Times are like 15.
They were like,
minutes.
You get 15 minutes to get out the ticket, and you're like, 15 minutes? Can I make a sandwich too? Like I'll make a sandwich to cure
too.
Cancer. Like 15 minutes? I had 8 minutes to get an entire ticket out. Of 20 people, and you're giving me 15? Fuck, I have shit that cooks that long here. Like, holy crap, it's ridiculous. And so, like, that never, like, that's the biggest thing at Joe's, even still.
Yeah.
No matter how busy it is, you're like, you got 15 minutes. But we like to do a rule of thumb of, like, 10, because you can get anything out in 10 now.
Yeah,
so, like, 15 is what it is, but we can get it out.
With a new wing.
Yeah, with everything, it's like,
guess
10.
I'm not new. I left
back
years ago.
Yeah.
All of them, too.
Yeah. Somebody, not gonna name names.
Justin.
We were trying to figure out a new macaroni, because we didn't like our old one that we were doing, because we were doing a powder.
Oh, yeah.
And before we got mac in a bag,
somebody
was like, well, we could get ditalini noodles, and we could boil up some noodles, and we could just put it in the fridge. They'll last, I know that they will, we portion it out to 6 ounces, and we can just do our own cheese sauce, like the nacho goo, but just get cheese sauce.
Powder.
I'm not going to name names,
powder
though.
Powder water.
I'm not the type of guy who's going to name a name.
He also suggested cheese bread.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we had for a while.
We did.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Good job, Justin.
We called it cheesy bread.
Yep. We made it different.
Cheesy bread
like
pizza.
Cheesy bread, too.
Yep.
And he was like, So Kester wanted to do it. And I'm like, what? He goes, cheesy bread. I'm like, it's cheese bread. He goes, nope, cheesy bread. And he brought the table tent out. New cheesy bread. And it's like,
oh my god,
motherfucker.
Yeah, it's quite a few things. Yeah, we've tried.
Weirdly, see. As much as we hate the place,
oh yeah,
there's a reason why they are international, and that Flaming Joe's is a local business. Hey, that counts. That counts. But there's a reason that their business is what it is.
Oh no, yeah,
you know, you gotta give them what you gotta give them. And there are days where we'll be like, when Kessler will be like, "Hey, what about blah 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 blah?" And we're like, "Well, no. Fuck, check this out." And then it's a totally a spag idea,
yeah.
And we just modify it for Joe's pre-portioning stuff, like the fettuccine for the chicken fets.
Mm-hmm.
We started doing with the onions and the tomatoes and stuff, and we pre-portion them. And it cuts down so much time, and you're just like these little things
oh, yeah.
that if you pre-portion or you do it like this.
So funny. Apparently, if you do that to the Valley location, people.
Yeah, the Valley, they
quit. I had
to
go up there 2 weeks ago and redo their entire kitchen. And
imagine an entire staff of King.
It was literally like that bad.
You can't imagine that because you almost had a heart attack. And an ulcer seized.
Why, that
because
restaurant
of
caught fire a couple weeks ago. A couple months ago.
God. You couldn't deal with that at all, right? Staff of kin.
No,
yeah.
No,
you couldn't.
At least you never lived with Ken.
That was your fault.
No.
Nope, that was my bad. 100% my bad.
You're the worst person.
That was totally my bad. Well, because
he
was
he
like
takes
out
credit
on the
for
street,
Ken,
though.
I take credit for tequila. So.
Yeah, no, we totally had to concede on tequila.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. No, and to be fair, it is totally fair. Only one difference is, you know, one's stuck in mind. And, you know, we don't hear about Ken. Although
Ken
he randomly
killed.
Pops up on Facebook.
Does he really have a Facebook?
Right? Because I'm like, Ken and technology are weird.
Is he still on Yellowstone?
He just pops up randomly. Like, it's Ken's
really?
Birthday, and you'll see, like, thanks everybody for birthday wishes. And I'm like, you're alive? You're not off the grid in a cave somewhere?
Unabombering it up?
Yeah, for real. I'm waiting for the day that a building, like this bag, blows up.
Yeah.
And it's like, the bomber was kid testing it, and they're like, nah, that's fair.
There might be more than just Ken.
Yeah, no, they would hit all of us up. Which, for real. Like,
yeah, but how many of us would act on it?
Yeah.
Justin.
He tried to burn it down, and I would not put it past you.
No. I didn't try to burn it down. Okay. I
you know of this.
I
the whole thing,
one
right?
One minor room on fire.
You know of
the laundry room?
Yeah, the place where, you know,
yeah, where
flammable liquids
you
are.
Called me. I was going to get Lex then.
I remember that. You were halfway
out.
I was halfway out.
And that was the thing. We made sure on Sundays to never contact you. Because that was your day
unless
to get
unless you're
Lex.
On top of the dish
Jesus
machine
Jesus.
Banging it with stuff.
Hypothetically, no evidence.
There's evidence in the fucking broomstick upstairs.
My favorite was
I stole the
broomstick.
Yeah, he got the mini paddle. But when I remember when I was, you were like, "Are you hitting it with anything?" And I was holding the paddle, and I'm like,
"No."
Yeah. Like I'm on the phone, but I'm like, "No, can't see me, right?" God, but no, I remember when the fire happened, and we felt so bad. And Mike would
Lance complains about that story more than us because he had to go downstairs to grab everything.
Lance and I both did because, and I quote, "I ain't going fucking down. There was a fire." And
yeah.
You did, and then you went, but right before the firefighter show up, which weirdly for them being 2 minutes away took a long time.
Yeah.
And we stayed open, which I'm pretty sure
that's
illegal.
That was...
Pretty sure that's illegal. Like you have a fire of any kind. Like
under
a dry
you
room.
Should
yeah.
You should clear the
20
building.
Feet away from the banquet room, and it's a no. Just keep working. I'll open the doors.
It's like under the trolley and shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or that
no.
Park.
Oh, no.
No.
Because you go down the stairs, banquet room.
You got banquet
door.
Room. It's towards that back wall.
You go out the banquet room. It's to the right of the banquet room.
So where like the door is towards the bridge.
It would go.
Yeah.
It would go up into the door that went upstairs, behind the trolley, right? Where the washer and dryer room was, because it would go stairs, banquet room,
the,
door out.
The trolley would have been here. This is where that sat.
That, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you got the banquet room right there.
Yeah.
That takes up that whole chunk.
When you told us about, you told us the first, when Adam came through, when Adam replaced Adrian, and you had Adam tell us Adrian's
That's why I'm a leader story.
Oh my
you
God.
Were like, you tell them what you told me. Tell them the thing you told me.
Like, ran up all giddy.
Yeah. You guys. Like, I had never, I had seen you happy a few times, like, that happy. But that's leadership. He figured out how Adrian got Pop all over himself.
Yeah, I figured.
The mystery of the ages, he figured it out.
Because it's handprints, right?
Remember the handprints? So, and he would never tell us why, and he threatened to fire us. We're like, no, and we still laughed.
He wasn't strong enough to actually pop them open, and you have to rip it. So he started using
the cardboard?
Yeah, the cardboard. If it's not perforated enough.
So he had to stab it.
He had to stab it. That's the only way.
And then put the pop on?
No. But he stabbed through.
He had stabbed through the compressed fucking container.
Like, into the bag. And once you pop that bag, that goes. Yeah. That's why it's got the cap on it. So he went through it, probably with a pin, knowing him. And he was trying to break into it. And so it went boom and just had to have started just spraying right at him.
Yeah.
The only way that would have worked.
And oddly enough, that was like, I figured that out like Friday.
What he's saying is almost had it happen to him.
No. That was changing.
the beer thing happened to us.
No, that beer.
All the fucking time.
The European ones, I have no issues with these.
Slide on, push down.
Fucking awesome. Goddamn American.
For the record, all the times you said if we could carry a keg from the back hallway to the door, we would have so much free beer now. Single-handedly taking kegs now. At this point, you're just like, boom, and you throw it up on top, and we talk about it all the time. I'm like, you know how many kegs of beer we would have right now?
Yeah. Like, our shelves, like, they're, like, sitting up like this now.
They're that high. We got to pick them up and throw them up, and we'd be like, oh, yeah, Steve, we'll totally, it's going to be so much work. Boom. Oh, that's keg of beer.
I tore a muscle fucking saving Chris's hand from a keg.
Yeah, when we had started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keg slipped, almost took me out.
It was on your hand.
Yeah. And he caught it, isn't it your left thumb?
My right hand.
Right, yeah.
I was picking it up, and I hear pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, both of us nearly get taken out by a keg.
Oh, my God.
That was, like, what, the first or second month, too? It was early on.
No,
Or was it?
End of my time. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was working there by then.
I was already a manager.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
That's weird to think about. That's so long ago now.
We didn't get any pens for 5 years.
You want to get 5 year pen?
I sent mine back.
I got mine from Joel through the window, and I pulled a Tron and threw it in the garbage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Joel threw the window, because Tron always told the story, because they gave me my 5 year pen at the meeting, and I walked by and tossed it in the garbage. And we're like, you're a saint. Like, that's the greatest thing ever. And when Joel, we were busy, and it was like a Friday or a Saturday, and in the middle of the rush, he's like, so, everybody, I just want everybody's attention. Chris here's been here for 5 years. That's awesome, you know? Congratulations. And he hands me the envelope. I open it, take the pen. I'm like, cool. Tossed it in the garbage, went back to making food. And he just stood there like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't I do that? Like, let's be real. Don't remind me of how long I've wasted my life.
This company is not
good. Honestly, it's got to be 6 years at Joe's this March. And not even a fraction of the feeling of year two at the SPAG.
Yeah, like
let alone year five.
They pay for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys have just been bashing them for the past 45 minutes.
Yes or no?
We've been making correlating stories.
Yeah.
That's different.
It's not we're bashing, anything bad.
But it's, the difference between the two is so great that that level of burnout isn't even remotely there.
We talk about that like almost once a week.
Because we're just surprised. It's just like we're not. That feeling that.
Because we're there 6 days a week now.
Yeah. You would think. You honestly would think. Not even. Not stressed in the same way. Not feeling underappreciated the way. Like, if the SPAG was good at anything, it was to crush a fucking spirit.
A nickel raise, Chief?
Yeah, like a nickel raise?
Fuck, yeah.
No. Yeah. We get paid pretty well now. Like, with the way things are now, and it's like. What, the same amount of time, infinitely better.
Yeah. I had to fill out little papers, and I requested every time it was like a 25-cent raise.
Yeah.
And Adrian would come back, Chief, you can't get them right off the bat, so I'm going to authorize you a 10-cent raise.
The biggest slap in the face. I remember when I got my very first raise, you pulled me aside. Not to tell me I got a raise, but to explain the bullshit behind the raise. And that stuck with me in a weird way. Like, is it that little? Because I'd never had a raise, and you're just like, look, you're doing really well. I've tried to give you this. This is what you got. This is Adrian. This isn't me. This is Adrian. And I couldn't figure out, like, I was like, okay, I don't get it. And for the longest time, I was just like, all right, like, that, it's a raise. That, to me, that's just good money. My brother works at Papa Murphy's. Their minimum, like, raise they do, it's like you work there 6 months, and it's a 35-cent raise. Starting off. Right off the bat. You've been there, boom. So to get, like, a 15-cent raise at the most, maybe a slap in the face. Like, that place.
My first two raises were minimum wage hikes.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't the raise. It was like, you're like, oh, it's a raise for a month.
We have to pay you more.
Yeah. Like, it would balance out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You get yearly raises. So, like, I'd get, like, a 10, 15-cent raise. Mm-hmm. But I got hired in November. So then January would roll around. Minimum wage.
You're like, yeah.
So I was there 8 years making less than people that were there for, like, two.
That sucks. God, I could never go back to doing something like the spec. I couldn't do corporate that way. With that kind of a system, at the very least. That blows my mind.
Like, that system, no. Corporate, it's not so...
Corporate isn't bad if it's...
done properly.
Yeah.
Well, it was fine when it was like, when Adam was the general manager, you were there, obviously, and we were there. You had left when Adam started, right?
I was there for a little bit with Adam.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at that point, we had been store of the year 2 years in a row. Overall, you know, we had the most profit. We had, Justin and I, because you had left, and Justin and I picked up the Sunday, so you could have Sunday off, which kept labor down overall, because we worked with whatever you needed to keep labor down, and we would pick up the Monday, Tuesday running just the three of us and do all of it. And so, across the board, the store was great. And they were like,
go fuck this up.
Yeah, they were like, they're doing too good.
Shit, I remember doing nights with you, just me and you.
You
like,
and I.
Going back and forth. Like,
because we do a Monday, Tuesday that way. Yeah.
Like, three of us would.
Yeah, it would be the, so you think two of us could do it? We'll just, like, it'd be like, we can call Jarell off or call Sean off. Like, I'm feeling it. We got this. Yep.
I remember a couple of times we got hammered like that. Usually it was Wednesday or Thursday.
Fuck yeah.
We ended up doing, 4:25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God.
It was like, holy shit.
My favorite
projected
was
3.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, right. You're like, that's the opposite of what it was,
miss,
guys.
I don't miss hearing spag counts. Like, can I get a count?
Sean, one of our guys at Ashby goes, when you worked at the spag, did you ever get, like, the host would have a thing that they would have to tell you guys, and it was like a numb moment where it's like, spag count, can we get a spag count, please?
And they were always pissy about it.
Yeah, like, the bottom part of their job, the easiest part that let the servers know, and the kitchen know, what was going on, and they were like, I have to count tables.
And then you'd hear a shitty spag count, and you're out of spaghetti, and you're like,
you would hear like
one pot boiling.
Yep. Well, and you were like,
and it's that back bottom one that you forgot to have
to turn on.
Put the pilot light out because it overflowed.
And you wouldn't know. And you were like,
I'm glad I have all my hair back now.
I still have a scar from that burn.
Yeah.
On my elbow.
Saved me twice by cooking spag in the droppers.
I remember having to do that.
Yep.
Do you remember when Adrian tried to warm up a bottle? Glass bottle. He did a glass of milk, and he tried to put it in the dropper. That was one of the other times you went off. And the most, you're a goddamn idiot. you would have to shut down the restaurant because you can't serve anything because it would have blown up glass. And he looked at you like it was your fault.
Well, that's why he went to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Oh, no greater birthday present. That's my favorite part of my 21st birthday. And a fair chunk of the only part of my 21st birthday. Him being gone and getting that chocolate cake. That came right back up.
I just remember the cake that Mary brought, and it was
delicious. That was awesome with the butterscotch and then, like, the beer. That was so good. I have all those pictures still, too. Yeah, I still have the pictures that my best friend took of me throwing up to make sure I was okay.
Was that the camera?
The camera that you guys broke?
No.
No, you did.
No. We did amazing album covers, and it came out
broken. Broke my camera.
No. Gravity broke.
How about
Gravity broke the camera.
I still think my most favorite story was
See my pretty phone. See my pretty phone. Oh, shit! My pretty phone! My pretty phone!
That never happened. I have no idea of any moment like that ever happening.
You want, do we have
three times.
Can we tell the story?
I don't, have we told that one?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't know if we've told the phone story.
No. Well, we told when you lunged at me with water.
I didn't lunge. Did I lunge at him with water? Because I had the sprayer. He had the bucket because he was doing first off. And I went, and it was you and Eric and Ken. Ken was on Spag. And I was sitting there, and it's when I had my big fat phone with the sliding keyboard. My HTC Hermes, my big one. And I went, hey, Justin. And then he grabbed the pot. And then you stopped working entirely.
It's an instinct thing to grab when that happens.
You have doesn't change. It's been like years. Doesn't change at all. Again, I apologize for every moment. But do you recall if he hit me first with the pot of water or I sprayed first? Because I genuinely feel that he went first and I just
I think
just
you probably like sprayed my foot or something and then just.
I think you did give the little.
I feel like you threatened, and he just took like, it out.
I feel like I threatened. Okay, that's reasonable.
Just like it was your fault that I got a speeding ticket and almost arrested.
That was, no, we agreed that was 50-50.
No, we did not.
You, yeah, no, everybody
we had
agreed.
A voting committee
you didn't.
And it was 50-50.
50-50. You disagreed, and everyone else agreed on 50-50.
So I'm still disagreeing.
Right. You remember?
Bro.
I hate you so much. No. So, there was, do you remember which phone was it?
The one you dropped? Your pretty phone?
That's when I got the new HTC at the time. The one, yeah, because you asked me to jump and shut the doors above the freezer. And I jumped and I slammed it shut. And then we hear, bang. And I just stare at the door.
And everybody
and you, they all left. And you and Eric were like, what do we do? And I'm like, is it broken? And it's like, I don't know. And it's shattered. Screen is shattered and not in the phone. Oh, and I just remember, like, Eric the rest of the night just like, you all right? And I'm like, I'm fine. You be okay? Yeah. Like, I was not okay.
What about going down the steps in your two steps and then dropping your phone?
I didn't drop. No, I threw that phone. That thing fucking flew. Or the one that bounced.
The one that bounced. Yeah. And that's the one down because you just got.
I did too. Yeah, like, I just replaced the screen.
Like into the elevator.
Right. It was it went down the elevator shaft.
Yep.
And then you were trying to reach through and you were laying on the bottom of the stairs. Your
like
hand
shoved
down this
in
thing,
that thing.
And you couldn't reach it. And oddly enough, it was Ken. That reached in there and grabbed your phone, if I remember right.
Or
you put darkness in there.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Maybe it was something.
Because
No. It was Anthony, because he had really tiny forearms.
That's right.
Because he was really skinny.
That's right.
And so he got his arm in there, but gave the phone to
Mike.
And I'm like, dude, the phone's gone. It moved. And then you guys all were like, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha. Well, yeah, we were like, oh, are you sure? Yeah, because I think he slid it down a little, this way a little bit further. He's going to have to. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then it's like, is this one it? And I'm just like, yeah, I'll fuck it up. No, honestly, now, like, I don't know the last phone I cared like that. Well, that was probably the last one. Honestly, ever since I had Kale, like, the care of phones has dropped substantially because I have a kid who's got it right now. Yeah.
Didn't you put salmon eggs in Mike's truck? Or is that just you and Christy had
We fucking we put
like
garlic shit
bags, the bag.
You guys put something in his. I was not.
No, that was
we had
punches.
The onions and stuff.
You did the whole punch.
We did the
onions.
Whole punches.
Yeah. That whole punch.
You guys
was good.
Did the onions.
Yeah,
but that was rotting upstairs.
That was upstairs.
We had that rot upstairs.
That was fermented.
Oh my god, dude! You and your whole food grossy touchy thing. We took a bag.
Oh
we
my
took
god.
Like a third of it, or we cut it. We just took like what. Quarter inch, like nail inch thick, like an onion, put it in there, and just other things. Just,
like,
it's gonna rot badly.
Yeah.
Sealed it, left it up there, forgot.
Well, we had fish at that time, so we had fish.
There was
it
was
for like a year.
Yeah. Oh,
it sat
God.
Up there, summer, winter, fall, and we had to go upstairs and clean, and you just see this black bag. And it's like, we need to do something with that. It wasn't throw it out and get rid of it, it was that shows purpose.
Well, the intent was to put it in like Mike's Jeep.
Yeah, and then we all forgot. Yeah, we were gonna put it in his what Jeep because he left it exposed all the time.
The Jeep was always open. Yeah.
Yep,
that upstairs is deadly.
Yeah,
like we get complaints that when people have to like like clean and actually detail things.
At work now. At like work people complain now. And they have none. We have nom stories of that place.
You didn't fall in the asbestos, did you?
Yeah. Like, fuck that. Or fucking move all that shit out of the basement and the upstairs in one day.
We got screwed so much on that financially, for all intents and purposes of what, if the SPAG had to hire a crew to come out and do that, to pay us what our wage was to do that. And that was a whole morning, and then we still had to work the night. Except for there was one we didn't, and then Mike was really cool about that, though.
Yeah.
And paid for dinner for myself, Sean, and Justin at Red Robin.
Sean never even...
And he didn't really do a whole lot. He just watched us, and he helped a bit with the old telephone booth.
Yeah.
Which was heavy as fuck.
Big ass telephone booth.
God, like the whole phone side of it? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That was so terrible. I don't miss that place, though. I miss the people. Yeah. Like... That's.
I miss doing some antics though, like the whole light bulb and the sunlight. That was fun.
Or like pinning the copy machine on L. We were in back just destroying the copy machine.
I remember
machine,
that. Yeah.
Getting toner fucking everywhere.
We made such a 5-year-old mess. Like and it was then, everywhere, and it'd be like, "What'd you do?"
We convinced L to take a hit at it.
One
she
hit.
Wouldn't. She wouldn't. She just. And she finally hit it with the sledgehammer. Justin got a picture. And that's what we showed whoever that night.
Adam, I think it was Adam.
Adam was like, why is there ink all over the garbage can?
Fucking everywhere.
It was like, hell did it. And,
like a hip proof?
And, and it was the most, because it's us, so we'll totally throw him under the bus. But like, that was L. Like, that ain't enough. Like, it's not our fault you don't know that we will do these
the
things.
The antics I used to do with, like, Craig, like, getting stuck in the ice machine.
That shit was funny.
God. Were you there for that?
Probably Sunday.
No, that was a Sunday.
Yeah,
a lot of that shit was Sunday.
Justin climbed into the ice machine.
Because we wanted to see who could fit in it, and we all stopped, and it was totally like a life cereal. Mike
will eat
it.
I didn't want to put my feet in it.
Yeah, he didn't want to put his feet in it, but he put the rest of his body got stuck. He went...
We couldn't get him out.
Yeah.
Who was lighting a 151 on fire in the back? Is it the box? There was a bottle that broke.
Luke?
Bruce?
I feel like that one would have been Luke or Bruce. Because I wouldn't light
or Luke and Bruce.
Yeah, or Luke and Bruce. Because when we didn't do things, they were like the Farbot shenanigans.
I lit my hand on fire a couple
of
times.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't 151. That was
pan coating.
That was the pan coating. We took... It said flammable. Sounds really stupid. Out loud.
No!
Yeah. And we covered Justin's hand in it because we first tried to do it on the cut glove. But it wouldn't stick to the cut glove. It would just go into the glove, and it wouldn't work. So we just covered Justin's hand in it, and then we did rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
And we did it with the packets from the first aid kit, and then lit his hand on fire.
We did that at Boy Scout and flipped hand sanitizer.
See, at least we don't feel like complete idiots.
And then we did our shoes and ran down trails.
Mm-hmm. See,
that's so genius.
Lighting forest fires.
Yeah, you can see smoke going, for shame.
Yeah, that wasn't our best moment.
Jacob can prevent forest fires.
Fire. Jacob can't prevent a forest fire. He can start one, though.
God. See?
I miss those days.
I think it was you and Eric were there. I think it might have just been Eric and Sean when I got degreaser in my eyes. We had the can, and you were like, "Be careful," because some of the cans from that case were kind of funky. And I went to squirt it, and the seal popped and shot degreaser across my eyes.
Yeah.
Probably like the scariest moment I ever had there. Nowhere near like Justin and someone else cutting the tip of their finger off. Nowhere near like that. Like, it wasn't that
I've done
bad.
Worse now, so don't feel bad.
Jesus.
You know, dude, that moment, that look on your face.
I put the cut glove on.
Honestly, that was another moment that
I because I went to go get, I showed you guys how to use it.
Yeah.
And I went to go get,
it grew back.
Yeah. I don't remember who was first.
My current boss just did that, too. And I told him about Chris and Justin.
Because you went to go get the glove, right?
No, you went to go fucking work or something.
You went to go downstairs. You showed us how to use it.
I showed you how to use it.
And you told us to not eat all of the cucumbers.
Don't go all the way. Take it down to about an inch or 2 inches.
And we could eat some, but we needed to use most for work.
Yeah.
And then he cut himself.
I don't remember which one of you was first.
He went
then
first.
I came up.
He went first.
Okay.
And we were like, hypothetically, Justin cut himself.
And you were like, what the fuck? And it was like, he was going too fast and cut off the finger. So you come up, you check it out, you go back down to get the first aid kit, and then Jarell and I are mocking him.
Yeah.
And
no,
you're super dumb.
Me and Steve are in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know you
like,
were.
Trying to, like,
clean it up.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Cauterize it.
Yeah. And I was doing it, and then I stopped. And then Jarell's like, did you cut yourself? I'm like,
yeah, I think you had to, like, grab, like, you had to freeze it or something. It was, like, it was bleeding a little
yeah, bit. It was bleeding real bad. And when I came down, Christy was in the... Justin was in the bathroom. You had gone to the office because I'd opened the bathroom door. I'm like, "Where's Steve?" And I'm holding my hand like this. His blood's coming down, hiding. He goes, "You didn't cut yourself." Shut up. Where's Steve? He's like, "He's in the office. Get the first aid kit."
It's the same fucking
thing. And someone like knocks, and you're like, "What?" And I'm like, hypothetically, "God damn it!" And Christy opened the door with like a. You're trying to give the guy a heart attack. And there was so much blood.
And you went downstairs and I got the cut glove.
Yep, and you cut glove and you just said, I'm not going to be a dumbass.
Did you clean it first?
How, that's so gross, dude.
You didn't clean it after Justin did.
Semantics.
And it's we different. Served those cucumbers.
No one died.
We did go. I went to the house.
Oh.
God.
I think that's how I found the tip of your finger.
Found it? God, yeah. Where it is a necklace at that point. Vietnam style with all the ears.
A piece of amber.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, I almost actually cut off my finger.
He also baseballed his hand.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was
like,
so
bad. It went
bad.
Down to the bone. Let's stop it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was cutting celery and I like just chopped. Really?
Yeah, really.
Person ever made the
count. More shame.
Good job, director.
I need your phone battery.
2814. Just stuck it to
it. But I was cutting celery, and like the server like started talking to me, so I looked up and went down, and I didn't have my head.
That phone call.
So I have. Yeah.
That phone call. He and
I was good.
And we had told stories. We've told the people their stories. Even our boss Kessler didn't. You know, he's like, none of those things happen
fucking
that way. It wasn't until about 2 years ago where he was like, holy crap, these are things you guys have done or do. And so...
Yeah, because, like, they were... The server and our helper was, like, freaking out.
They and lost like, it. And no, Sam calls me, the server. She's like, Justin's bleeding all over the place. But even the helper, and she has Asperger's, is like, Sam, calm down.
Okay.
This girl has developmental issues and is like... Dial it back.
Yeah.
He ain't dead.
I came into work with a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And so they called me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm on my way in. I'll get there as quick as I can. And Angela drops me off. And because we weren't together, but I was like, I need to get to work. Yeah. Something happened with Justin. She came by and grabbed me, went there. And I was like, how bad is it? And it's fucking huge. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like, it beats
like
anything
gone.
Ever at this bag. Short of the hitting your thumb with the hammer, honestly, that's the...
I didn't hit my own thumb. That was fucking Mike. Or no, that was Doug. That was Doug.
You still passed out in the back hall.
No, because I was still there. I was there when that happened.
Yeah, but I was holding
the
fucking
Earl
spike. I was holding the spike, and he fucking missed.
I thought that was Eric who missed.
No, Eric found me in the back hallway.
That's what it was. Eric found
in the... Yeah. Because you know how, like, the swamp pillar would freeze, and then, like, it just dripped down? So he brought in a railroad spike, and I'm holding this damn thing. But he missed.
That's fucking
and,
trust, dude.
Yeah. I don't trust. Known you guys my whole life, and that ain't happening. Right. You wouldn't trust any of us, right?
But like my snow glove like just like filled up, and I'm like, hurts. My hair back. I had to peel it, and like my skin came with it. It totally smushed. Broke.
Eric called me. And he's like, "You need to come in."
Like I woke up with him standing over me, slapping me, like waking me up.
Yeah.
Because last thing I remember, walking down the hallway, opening my glove, trying to rinse it, and that's it.
He came home that night. He's like, I was just in the emergency room. Why? This.
Yeah. It's like comically huge. Yeah. Oh. I went in and I was like, where's Justin? And Eric told me the story. He goes, I found him in the hallway. Like, I had to find him lying there. Because he's like, I didn't know where he went. He disappeared for a while. Meaning he was unconscious for a period of time.
Don't know how long.
Okay. Really? Has it already been an hour?
It's been an hour and he's back.
Gotta go do adult stuff.
Well, I enjoyed doing paintball with you, too. That was also a great
Those were some of the greatest moments,
and
short of getting shot in the throat. Some of my favorite.
Yeah, no, Anthony, fuck Anthony.
Fuck, man, that I don't think I've been that mad in a long time, get shot in the throat.
I was on the same team as you, but I was so mad at you that I shot you anyway.
God. It was an accident.
My favorite that pissed me off was you.
Yeah.
You, it was myself. All that was left was me on my team, and you had you and Sean and I think Justin, right? I know you and Sean were still on your team.
Yeah.
I got Sean, and the guy can't say anything, and he's got a shield, and he's like,
oh, yeah.
That way. So I go back through, and I'm like, he's not in here. I looked every room, everywhere. You just waited and waited. And I'm like, where in the blah, blah!
Right in the back.
I'm just like, for real. And I got you, good fucker. So
I like the inside court, though.
Oh.
Yes.
That's no, the so outside cool. court is more. You play zombie that way.
You play zombie on the inside court. It just hurts a lot more.
Yeah. Oh. I remember the last one we did. And I think that was the one where we got you back.
Oh, yeah.
For everything.
The three of us,
we see you in the corner, we all see Steve, and I'm like, and that's when the doc was there still. Yeah. Andrew was working with us, and I'm like, it's Steve, and everyone's shooting at each other, but I'm like, it's Steve, and all you just see is just, it's like artillery, it's like focus fire, and you just go, just fetal, and it's just lit up.
You like, got shot just as much as I did.
That morning, they called me, I was in Priest River or something, heading up to Montana. You gotta come paintball. I'm at work. Well, skip work. And they wouldn't take that as an answer.
Yeah.
I'm going to Montana. Well, Montana will get their packages tomorrow. Come paintball.
That was so much fun, though. I had a bruise from when Doc and I, we were doing the zombie, I think it was the first one we did, and we just stood there. We were high as a cat. Yeah. We smoked ton of fucking weed.
See, that's why
threw on our headphones. Way over there.
Yeah. And we just stood there and just this far. Oh, just boom, 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 boom. And it was the dumbest fucking thing on the planet. And up until, hell, I think Kale was two when it finally faded. I had that one from the one that didn't break on my hip that just bled forever. God, that thing was still there until that Kale was like 2 years old. Oh, I still had that bruise. That, it was like a scar. It finally went away. But man, those were some good times. Okay, so when we sign off, you remember Wayne's World, right?
Okay.
Why do you gotta say it like that? Like it's some kind of fucking terrible thing. I didn't say hypothetically.
No.
None of it. I just said, you know Wayne's World,
so,
right?
So when they're playing hockey in the street, they did game on.
And car.
Car.
Right? So when they see a car, they would pause the game and go, car. And then when the car would go, they go, game on, game on. Okay. Okay. So in just unison.
Podcast.
Yeah. So with our podcast, we do it when we do the intro for it. We do game on. And the outro, once we close, is everybody saying car. So it's like cars in the way, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's dumb, but it's our way of signing off.
Oh, that's fine.
So we try to do it in unison.
No, I don't.
Car.
No.
We just car.
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 There you go. And that's how you end a podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally so shooting not here, he gets all butthurt that we don't do it in unison.
Yeah, because you guys are fucking...
So see, you see, that's how you get Justin.
So when he's not here, we all do it in unison.
And we do it perfectly. We'll sit there and go, three, car, just out of spite. And it's so wonderful.
And then I cut it in so it doesn't sound like we were fucking digging.
Yeah. It's so, we had one with Kale. Just to do it, the very first one, awesome. Just to piss him off. But Kale, he loves doing the podcast. He did one. Remember that time I did the podcast? Absolutely, because you bring it up every Sunday. Can I do it again? You were on there for 30 seconds. Ridiculous.
Listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flaming Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.